Some Nim FM listeners may have their eardrums somewhat tinged with red on the content of this next show. Please don't be afeared and come back later.
The superhero squad is kaput.
I don't want to appear negative, but it's good to learn now about the shit of tomorrow and not being disappointed then. A typical thought line of Kaput Radio, similarly inclined to attract no funeral insurance salesman, no footstools for my toilet allowing a person to raise the legs as if squatting, which has been medically proven to keep the canal much straighter for more efficient evacuation. Anybody having lunch out there? I'm very sorry. So that's enough, I reckon, for a lunchtime radio program. So here's Kaput Radio.
Completely kaput. Completely.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff Steiners war Befehl! Die gesamte Generalität ist in 2000 Haufen. Sie nennen sich Generale, weil sie Jahre auf Militärakademien zugebracht haben, nur um zu lernen, wie man Messer und Gabel hält. Ich hätte gut daran getan. Und darin alle höheren Offiziere registrieren zu lassen, wie Stalin!
Kaput X Radio, broken news for broken listeners.
There has always been a delicate balance between chaos and control.
My name is Siegfried, and I represent chaos. Over the past few months, we have assembled a stockpile of nuclear weapons, which we distributed to unstable dictators.
Now, with that balance threatened, it's time to turn to one man.
How do I know you're not control?
If I were control, you'd already be dead.
If you were control, you'd already be dead.
Neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from control.
See in the mind of the enemy the fear to attack.
Radio. Authorized by New South Wales Government, Sydney.
Some Americans can't buy guns fast enough. The National Rifle Association boasting 100,000 new members in just 18 days.
Last chance, fancy pants.
Some call it a war on ammo.
I think that's a real threat to their Second Amendment rights, and we intend to do all we can to protect them.
It would be best to die quickly.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
The mass murders that have occurred in our country over the last 20 years have occurred in precisely the kind of gun-free zone that was legally in force in Newtown, Connecticut.
Massacres have occurred all over the United States, from Virginia to Arizona to Colorado. It is inaccurate and misleading to say that they have only occurred in gun-free zones. Why would any civilian need a military-style assault weapon with a high-capacity magazine?
Well, they're not military style and they're not assault rifles. They are defense weapons. And so people are on their own.
What do you think will happen if the US government puts restrictions on gun ownership?
We find a tendency to want to control guns because they just don't like the idea of an armed populace. The people can protect themselves against tyranny.
But with this armed populace argument, if we take it to its logical conclusion, even if every American had as many weapons as they like, the United States government and its army is always going to have more weapons, so therefore, no matter how many weapons you have, you're still going to be defeated. So therefore, it's a spurious argument to make.
Well, that remains to be seen. There have been confrontations before. Actually, when we started our country, we beat the army of the most powerful empire in the world. And we beat them with starting with our muskets.
In Australia, the government reacted to a massacre in 1996 by banning the sale, importation and possession of semi-automatic rifles and by removing 700,000 guns from circulation. In the 18 years before that, we had 13 massacres. After that, we had zero. We didn't have a civil war. The government didn't come and take all of our stuff away from us. Why not just give it a try in the US?
Once you've given it a try, there's no going back. And so in the United States, we're not going to do that. In the United States, we are citizens in control of the government. And as the Swiss say to this day, a rifle is the emblem of a free man.
But it worked in Australia. Why not just try it?
Your violent crime rate is not so admirable. And besides,
it's
we're not interested in being like Australia.
We're Americans.
Hurry up and die.
35 people were gunned down, more than 20 injured, as Bryant sprayed the site with bullets using semi-automatic weapons. Less than 2 weeks after the massacre, automatic and semi-automatic weapons were banned, gun ownership legislation was tightened, and a gun buyback scheme was enforced. About 700,000 weapons were handed in and destroyed.
In the decade before the Port Arthur massacre, there were 11 mass shootings in Australia. Since his gun laws were enforced, there have been none, and he believes that's a direct result of semi-automatic weapons being banned in Australia.
If there isn't change, more than 30,000 people are going to die every year from gun death, 83 people a day. It's a catastrophe for America. America deserves better than that.
But of course, our Second Amendment says that's exactly why we are supposed to have an armed populace, so that the government is mindful that there's only so far it can go. And
pro-gun activists want to see armed teachers in schools. But in chaotic situations, highly trained police officers shoot and kill the wrong people. In war zones, highly trained soldiers shoot their own colleagues in friendly fire incidents. What makes you think that a primary school teacher is going to be able to take out a mad gunman without killing children?
Well, the armed teacher is going to have a lot more chance stopping a mass murderer the way life works. He killed himself. End of problem. And we're not going to tolerate that. We're Americans.
It would be best to die quickly.
Larry Pratt, thank you so much.
We're Americans. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Vice President Biden's Committee on Gun Violence has recommended to Congress that they ban the sale of guns to anyone currently on a shooting spree. The ban, which would make it more difficult for individuals in the process of shooting other individuals to purchase additional assault rifles, was met with fierce opposition from gun rights advocates. In a press release today, NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said, quote, "What if you're in the middle of shooting your family and then a criminal breaks into your house? This law says you can't get ammunition to defend your home." Many gun owners agree with the NRA's position.
What do they mean by spree exactly? If I kill one person a year for 20 years, for example, are they saying I can't buy a gun that whole time?
Look, I'm a sportsman. Let's say I'm shooting up a mall or a movie theater and I want to take a moment to shoot some deer. That's my right.
And now, Vice President Biden insists that no one is talking about a widespread ban, only background checks on blood-soaked maniacs who are currently killing people. But LaPierre maintains more guns aren't the problem, they are the solution. The only way to stop a bad guy on a killing spree is a good guy on a killing spree.
Democracy must stand.
Of course. You are right, Chancellor.
Actually, given recent events, perhaps it is for the best. How can we justify fortifying our security here in the Senate if we don't also provide reinforcements on the front lines?
We're not going to tolerate that. A rifle is the emblem of a free man. There's no going back.
The killer is obvious.
We're Americans. End of problem. There's no going back.
We need to challenge any politician who thinks it's easier to ask an elementary school teacher to stand up to a gunman with an AR-15 than it is to ask them to stand up to a gun lobbyist with a checkbook.
I'm here to sell a few guns, here to buy anything that that might become illegal arbitrarily. A lot of our freedoms seem to be under the gun.
People that are looking for the things that are going to be banned is what they're looking for.
In the mind of the enemy, the fear to attack.
You heard Kaput Radio with media samples and the Onion News Network and some soundtracks. And this short podcast came actually about when I suddenly felt this urge to use my semi-automatic independent thought. This domestic gun god patriotism plus incurable delusion debate is, of course, a great distraction from the big gun business. More about that next time. I'm Martin, and I'd say keep your gunpowder dry for the time being, because we're having a flood here.
Yeah,
Yo, have a problem? Talk it out. Work together, don't scream and shout. Problems don't just go away. It all depends on what we do and say.
Find one that fits me and you.